Good evening to all those people joining in the BBS radio. Thank you so much for being here. This is Monday evening, March the 2nd, 2015, and this is still the beginning process of the call. We have the lines wide open. This is a simulcast with a conference call as usual. Because the people are here, and we will wait for our host, Winfrey, to show up.
Carolyn, Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Hi, Carola. Welcome to the call.
Hi, 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 everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey.
Hello, Carola.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Cleo from Connecticut. Good evening.
Hi, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Good evening to you, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn.
Right. Joanna in Chicago.
Who did? Sorry, say it again.
This is Joanna.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, Rick, Iowa City.
Hey, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
All right. More people have joined in. We welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Cynthia, Tucson.
Who's this from Tucson?
Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Welcome to the call. Who else joined in? We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location. You also welcome those people joining in through BBS Radio Online. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you. But we are glad you are participating in this call. And I don't know what the topic is of tonight's call, actually. Anyone?
I don't have the internet right now.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location. If you would like to do so, we welcome you.
There were no emails from Wynn talking about the subject yet.
All right. All right. Evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve, West Palm Beach.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much.
All right. Somebody else come in after you. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Call
two people joining in. And welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jim. How are you?
So now, Jim, welcome to the call, Jim. I'm good, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chico Heiss.
Hi, Shirley. Hi, Jim.
Dharmananda.
Hello.
Hi, 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 hello.
Shirley, we're going to call tomorrow.
Oh, hi, this is Tammy in Palm Desert.
Dharmananda.
Tammy, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
This is Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger. All right.
You hear me, Hi?
If someone is trying to say who they are.
Dharmananda.
Oh, okay.
I several people talking at the same time. Welcome to the call, Dharmananda.
Okay. Thank you.
Good to hear you.
How are you feeling?
Who, me?
Dharmananda.
A lot better.
Good.
I'm feeling good. A lot better.
Good, good, good. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Hello, Greg in Post Falls.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the call. Hi, Wynn.
Hey.
I hear you.
I hear you, too.
Hi, Wynn.
All right.
Hi, Wynn.
Wynn. Did you ask for the help for the
hello,
phone?
Wynn.
Like Trina suggested.
Hello, Freeland.
Hello, Wynn.
Hello. All right, and we are, so we have a bunch of people here on the phone line, and we are live on BBS Radio online. I welcome all those people that are coming in through BBS Radio, joining in. Thank you for being here. Our host, Free, is here, and I bet you he's not ready to start.
Is Terry here?
Terry is not here yet, no.
Uh-oh. Jim, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Wynn. Wynn, no, she just she took a little hiatus, and she'll be on the phone momentarily.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
All right. I'll turn off the entry next time.
Do we have some new people? On
all right. Let's pick it up. What do you say, Wynn?
I said, do we have some new people?
Possibly so.
I think so. Okay.
I was wondering about Greg. Greg, have you been with us before?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to you, man. And Danielle has been with us before too, right, Danielle?
No.
No,
this
okay.
Is my
so you're
call.
New.
My first,
talking
my
to
first
you.
Live call. Thank you.
All right. Warm welcome to you, Danielle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so
hi,
much.
Danielle.
Hi, Wynn. Yes.
I thought Danielle was new. That's why I asked, how do you spell your name? I thought I'd never heard her before.
Danielle, you're not gonna give us a snort, are you?
You want me to so bad, huh, Wynn? You gotta get me going more than that, Wynn.
I met Danielle at the UFO festival last week, the UFO Congress, and she has an unusual ability. Can I tell them about the unusual ability?
Sure, Wynn. Go ahead.
She reads. She was looking at a friend of mine's feet and giving him a reading. And how did you learn how to read feet, Danielle?
Well, I was going to a holistic college in Arizona, and they have a class there where you can learn toe reading and get a certification for it. Well, I had already signed up for my program, and I didn't have room to take the certification, so I learned it watching others give toe readings, getting toe readings myself, reading the manuals, reading the books, and then actually what really got me to learn the most was practicing it. And so I'm finding myself giving very, very accurate readings.
Mm-hmm.
Just by looking at someone's feet.
Now, what happens if their feet smell? Does that make the reading any worse?
Well, everything means something, so yes. It could mean that person is going through maybe some ugliness in their life, and so it's manifesting through their feet. Or depending on where that person is, a smell could mean something.
Okay, and can you read feet from looking at a picture?
Yes, I can.
You can? All right, well, maybe we'll get everybody to send their feet pictures then. We'll do a call.
Hey, Wynn, you want to record it?
I don't want to record this, gosh. is Terry here yet? I don't think so. Okay. I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And hi, am I dropping out, or is my voice clear?
You have a weak line. We can hear you, but you're kind of like a little fade out.
You know what? I'm on Skype, and I couldn't get on the regular line.
Neither could I, but I used my number.
Oh, you did?
I had to use the backup number, yeah.
Do you remember what the backup number is?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. It's, I believe it's 951. Hold on. This is the backup for the backup. It's 951-262-7373.
Okay.
And then it asks you to enter this conference phone number, and then you do not dial the one.
Conference number, the one.
Okay. Without the one.
Oh, you should write that down in case you have trouble getting on the line sometime. With the regular number, you dial that number, 951-262-7373, and
you wait for the prompt.
Yeah, put in the regular conference number, and then the PIN number, and you'll get in. Right? You've always gotten in with that one, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I don't know. You think I should call back and try again? Is my line sound? I'm not sounding good, right?
No.
Okay. Is Terry on the line? Not yet. Is Jim on the line? Oh, wait. Everyone's muted.
Yeah, muted, man.
Okay. Well, hi, why don't you entertain everybody for about 1 minute while I call back, okay?
All right, here we go.
Or you can just open up the lines and let everyone talk.
Let's do that, because I'm cooking dinner and I'm keeping the fire going. All
right. Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Yeah. Here.
Hey, Heist.
Go ahead.
Hey, Heist, did you hear of the ancient Zechstein seabed in the Netherlands?
No, I looked online, but is it the one you're talking about on the crop circles, right, or not?
That was something else. This is
okay.
It's where my my magnesium oil came from.
Oh.
I'd share my Netherlands facts with you.
Right, right. You know more about the Netherlands than I do.
Now, three things.
All right. I will play a song. It's a song written by Wynn and sang by Billy and... Billion something. Everybody loves you. Here we go.
All right. We're here. Can you hear me?
Good, loud and clear, yes.
Better than before, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, guys, we're not going to have to spend a whole hour listening to us do technical stuff. Thank you for being here. This is... Oh, we better start the tape recorder now. Okay. And on. Here we go. Recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Sedona on March 2nd, 2015. And this is our Monday night call. And we announced that we were going to do a session tonight with the Elohim.
Our Monday night calls are all different. In fact, all our calls are all different, but the format changes. It's kind of like just depends. It just keeps it interesting. It keeps me interested. And this has been, I think, one of the most amazing series on our Mondays. Now, we don't do it every Monday, but we're doing it tonight, where we actually talk to this intelligence through Terry Brown, and they say they created the universe. And it took me about 3 years to be inclined to believe they were who they said they were, because why should you believe a voice that talks to you? I mean, could be something negative. I knew it wasn't Terry. Too many accurate things were coming through that couldn't possibly have been Terry. And so, just for those of you that have not been following the series, if you want to go back and listen, there's about 6 calls in the Spirit Channel, and if you just do a search on how the Elohim created the universe, you'll find it. But just to bring everyone up to date, originally there was one awareness, which they refer to as the one infinite creator. But it didn't think of itself as God. It just was aware. And it existed. And I imagine it was discovering its potential. And are you on the line now, Terry?
Yeah, I got on finally.
Okay. Do you want to stay here for this? You can stay here if you want. It's up to you.
It's okay. I'll go into
the Okay. And so it got boring being the only awareness in all existence. Mm-hmm. Some of you, if you're lonely ever, you know it can be what loneliness feels like. So this original awareness could create parts of itself, subdivisions, and gave the subdivisions free will. And they still knew they were connected to the first source, but they could make independent decisions. And after a while, there were millions of them. And of course, there was no physical universe. There were no bodies. There was no galaxies. And there was just a semblance of time, the idea of time. Because for existence and awareness to exist, there has to be time, because a being has to remember who they were. That's Terry making noise. Hello. A being has to remember who they were before and who they become after. And that's continuity. Without that, there's not really existence. So the one infinite creator had awareness, and there had to be some idea of time. So now we have these millions of subdivisions, which are the intelligence, they say, that communicates to us, and they identify themselves by the name Elohim. And they had the ability to remember. There's very little in the way of persistence. You know, we're used to having persistence in the physical universe. In other words, if you pick a glass up and move it on the table, it moves to a new location and stays there. This physical universe we're in seems to be stable in a certain way, because it has persistence. Things keep existing. But when there were no bodies, and no physical universe, things would be kind of, I don't know exactly, maybe they were aware of each other, they loved each other, they could communicate in some way with each other, and then they learned that by the projection of frequencies, which they called spinningness, and they would do it as a team where the energies would come together, would create a node, and that would become the beginning of a location in space-time, i.e. the universe. And so it was kind of experimental at first, and it kept growing, and there were beings that came to play, and there was the development of DNA, and DNA was like the microcosm in everything to the macrocosm, which was the universe. And before there was a universe, there were no possessions. There was nothing to have power over. There was only a bunch of beings joining themselves. With the introduction of possessions, beings started to separate themselves from each other. And they started to feel like they could get the edge on each other. And there was the idea of slavery, or having humans under the power of other humans, because in this realm with a body, things are more comfortable in one way of looking at it when everyone takes care of you, everyone does everything for you. And so that led to entrapment. And some Elohim souls came into the universe and took bodies and ended up not remembering they were Elohim or not following their original intent. And certain groups of these Elohim souls, and this is oversimplified, decided that they wanted to control this universe, and they didn't want any feedback from the higher realms, and biblically they're called the fallen angels, but again they were here and they were enjoying the power and the money and the sex and all the benefits that I suppose there are benefits that being in a physical body has. And here we are. The celestial Elohim watches all of this. And they can move into the space of this created universe. Because they created it, it would be like a computer program where the developer of the program knows how the back door to get into the program and do anything. And so they could move into the space. And on our calls, many times people experience their energy. And I can feel them moving in right now. If you notice, when I said that, there's something, some of you may have felt it. There was a shift, a perceptual shift. Something felt slightly different, feels slightly expanded. If I stop talking, there's not a pregnant pause. The energy is still there. And over the time I've been doing this, it took me a long time to believe that that was it. But there's this energy in the space, and then we have conversations with them through Terry, and they explain how it works. And because they can, the universe is a multidimensional hologram, and we are at the most dense part of the universe, I believe. Maybe there's more dense, but we're pretty dense. And in our realm, things are fairly frozen. As you get in higher realms, things get more fluid. And if some of you have had synchronicities, that's an example of your consciousness moving into a higher realm where more fluidness started to happen at the higher realm that downloaded into this realm as perhaps something that looked like a miracle. And so they want to be available. They have the ability to assist us in many ways, but they have a prerequisite of not violating free will. Their idea was to create a universe that would be a kind of biosphere where everything would evolve of its own nature, and that they did not want us to do their will. This is a different view of how things work than many people are accustomed to. But they did not want us to do their will, but they did not want us to hurt each other. But they wouldn't stop us if we did, because it was part of our evolution. And the evolution of a human has to do with DNA activation, that we have 12 strands of DNA. And if you're feeling energy right at this moment, then at this moment, there's a certain DNA activation taking place. And that is part of what evolves us. Now, in most people's cases, they can't hold this energy, particularly the first time they experience it. But if you keep coming back to it, you start to hold it, and it starts to shift your life, potentially shift your life. And you become at the center of your creation. In the largest way of looking at things, we are all creators. We all have part of all that is inside of us. Right now, all that is, the one infinite creator, is inside of us. But we have separated ourselves on planet Earth to where we don't usually feel it. And the more people that can be creators and can become co-creators with each other and with the Elohim, with the Ra group, they are available. And their criteria to participate in co-creation is honoring free will and for the highest good of all concerned. In other words, they can help cause miraculous things to occur. They can cause you to meet somebody. And I won't even say they're causing it. You're causing it. And they're part of the energy, because the principal idea is what they call the law of one. The law of one means we're all one being. And the universe is one being, and we are subdivisions of that one being. And it's just like your body is made up of billions of cells. The universe is made up of billions and billions of souls and planets, and it's all part of the same energy. And when you experience that, one, when you have that experience of being part of all that is, being a subset of all that is, and so is everyone else, you can't help but have the quality of compassion, because you see everybody as being part of you. You can't act it out. And it's something to attain to. And part of the thrust of our calls is to help in every which way possible, because it's a whole new way of looking at life. And we do 3 calls a week. We have people on the calls getting to know each other and feeling a sense of community and camaraderie. We have something, and I should mention it, a reading club, where people come together on conference calls and they read excerpts of our materials, because within our materials, we have loads and loads and loads of information, conversations with these sources. And every time they communicate with us, there is an energy present that becomes a reference point. And they've said, as you study us, we study you. And with that note, with that introduction, I'm going to do an invocation. And you know, Terry is a channel. And what I've learned, initially, I didn't know why they were talking to me. I hope if you haven't read my book, The Creator God Book, you good idea to read it, because half the book, again, is their messages. And as you read their messages, it's not about believing something. I tell people, please don't believe any of this. Just be open to the possibility and expose yourself to it, because it's very rare that this is being done in the physical, in a public way. And everyone should get their own experience on some level that we are really doing this. Not because I say so. Not because I say they're the Elohim. Not because I say they created the universe. Not because I say they're positive. It's very important to use your own discernment. And we've got 1,000 of our calls at thespiritchannel.net. And all of them are different. All of them have different angles. And some of the calls just talk about the human side of things and the challenges that we have to go through, being in a physical body. And some of them are really cosmic, talking about celestial information that, to my knowledge, has never been in this realm before. So, Terry, are you there? Let me just see if your mic's on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful.
And are you feeling, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready, because I don't know what they're going to say. And so there's no way to prepare. So I just have to get out of the way.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. Do we have our sources present? I'd like to give an introduction to us.
Yes, we are present. We are here. And we expand into the area of the earth. So we are available in all sections. And we are on the airwaves, so to speak. We do not come over the radio or over the telephone. We come directly to each and every person that wishes to connect with us. The voice comes over the radio and over the telephone. We are delighted to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes. The topic tonight is the reoccurring topic of the creation of the universe. And it seems to me that there's something rather important in comprehending this, because in a sense, each of us is our own center of our universe. And each of us, at the right level of evolution, can actually create in our universe beyond our wildest, perhaps, imagination. And is that kind of true, that potential?
There is very great potential for creation, for fulfillment, for completion, for connection. There is unlimited abundance available that can be brought through by individuals. And when they think that maybe they have reached their end of creativity and achieved fulfillment in an area, there is always another area then that can be opened up and looked at, and creativity started in another area. When the universe was created, and it is being created moment by moment, also, it was a chance for God, whom we are not God, we do not consider ourselves God, but there was a chance for God and each individual to know themselves and travels within the densities are one excellent way for one to get to know oneself.
So we are part of the individuals traveling through densities, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
And as I understand it, we have an energy that is connected to all that is inside of us. But most of us don't experience that. And
that is correct. It is so intrinsically connected and a part of one that they often do not even realize its existence.
And also, almost all of us have had many lifetimes where that part of us that's connected to all that is keeps having different experiences in this realm. And we don't remember it, but we add it to our soul memory, so to speak. Our physical memory doesn't remember it, but it's in our soul memory. Why is it that it's designed so we can't remember any of that?
Well, one can remember. It is all written in the Akashic Records and in the library. It is all written in detail there for one to read if they should go to the other side and go to the library. And one does not remember when they come in to their density because they are part and parcel of the veil that becomes their transport vehicle for propelling them through the third density. And this vehicle is made of the elements of the third density, the minerals and the elements, the connections that are all drawn up within the matrix of the body. And as they take on the body, they then focus heavily upon the body and their own memory of their past generally fades. When they are very small, they can remember more easily. Oftentimes, the parents say, oh, that was just a dream, or that was just something you're making up. But if the parents really listen, they can get a sense of what the baby was doing before it came into the realm to be with them.
And since we have a soul that's connected to all that is, how does the interface between our soul and our physical awareness work? And was it designed this way, or did it evolve this way?
It evolved this way. It seemed to the geneticists that this was the best way. They tried to make the best kind of a body that would serve experiences, say, in the third density in the Earth realm. And there are particular requirements for bodies within the Earth sphere in that there are many bacteria and many other factors that one uses even to make the body work properly, like the beneficial bacteria in the gut. So the person in the third density makes use of many of the factors here and is part and parcel of his, her life. The connection to the all that is more than a connection. It is the all that is. So one cannot disconnect, although one can seem separated, unique, isolated, stagnant, alone. One is never alone.
When a human thinks or plans or intends, okay, let me go back. The Elohim described spinningness and how the very first stages of creation were a result of the spinningness of our frequencies projected by the Elohim. Is that accurate?
Spinning, brings a focus into the all that is, the awareness, the intelligence that is there. It brings it into specific focus. It isolates it into a consciousness that is able to be aware because it has been so focused.
Now, when a human then is a product of spinningness, our bodies are made up of spinningness. We have
many spinningnesses. It's made up of the spinningness within the atoms, within the molecules, within the chakra systems. The chakras are spinning, and it is a way of merging and connecting with the medians of intelligence that run, even connecting stars and planets.
I was going to say, when a human is thinking, intending, is a human creating their own levels of spinningness while they're doing that?
They are bringing into focus within their mind a manifestation that is not solid, but it is a manifestation and can show as a vision, as a picture, as a thin representative of what it is that they are mocking up within their own mind.
Mm-hmm. With regard to spinningness, since spinningness relates to frequency, like how many spins per second, and time is constantly changing, different dimensions of different timelines, can spinningness be measured in some way? Is there a way, like, for example, if the Elohim is creating spinningness, and then it's moving and creating a new timeline, then the spinningness would have a different frequency than at the timeline of the Elohim. And does that make sense?
The spinningness determines the timeline, and as Elohim, what we have created in the spinningness and then the outcropping of the spinningness based upon the spinningness, say, that's created in the galaxies and the sub-spinningnesses and the spin-offs, and it is all a byproduct and has a different timelines. Our timeline, our time goes very fast, and much more happens in the same period of time than happens in your timeline. Therefore, it seems slow to us to visit your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons for the slowness is in the manifest density. Through density, it takes more time for everything to get in line in the spinning order to have everything come into manifestation. It is more work to get everything spinning at the same speed to make a creation, and therefore things are slower as a result of being in the third density.
So when you're on this call and people feel an energy on the call, does that mean your spinningness is connecting to the resonant frequency of the person who's feeling the spinningness or feeling the connection?
Yes. And sometimes they will experience the call much to happen in what seems like a very short time. It mm-hmm. is because they're connected with our energy.
So the time moves very fast.
Right? Yes.
Somebody
it moves faster.
Mm-hmm.
It moves faster depending upon the person.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody has a miracle or a healing or something that happens, is that because you can move your spinningness into their body where there's a block and help release the block?
Yes. One of the things that happens, if an injury has been recent, very recent, it is easier to change the spinningness and to control the pain and to manage the injury. If the injury has been there for quite a long time, it is set in its ways and it is harder to change.
Mm-hmm. So we have about 2 minutes left for the call. Could we take a moment and just ask to experience that spinningness, that energy, each person on the call who would individually like to experience that, is there anything they should do to be receptive to it, if that's okay with you?
Yes, if it's okay with them to be open to it, we are putting out the pink, loving, love light energy, and it is there. It is our way of expressing love, and the pinkness is created by the intersection of your own frequency with our frequency. It creates a color of pink, which we look at or feel or sense as the light. We are there individually with each and every one of you that wishes to be touched by this or to feel or experience this. And we do not generalize because each one has your own experience.
So take a moment, everybody, and just feel the energies. If you want to, if you want to be open to it, and see if you can feel a loving wave pass through your body. Everyone experiences it a little differently.